Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope you enjoyed yesterday's sermon segment, and we want to invite you out this Sunday to get another part of that teaching, Winning the Invisible Battle, Your Path to Victory. There is a path for you to victory. So we must know the word.
Yes.
We must have the word to encourage us. We must have the word to strengthen us.
Yes.
We must have the word to guide us and to direct us.
Yes, because the word is the path.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here what David says. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. It's the lamp.
Mm-hmm.
It's the path. It shows me where to go and what to do. The word. So without the word, no light. And no light, I'm going to what? Stumble. Because I can't find the path. The path only made clear by light. And the word is the light. Okay? Hope somebody get it.
Yeah.
So no word is no light.
Mm-hmm.
No light, I'm going to what? Stumble.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't win a battle in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
I have to win the battle in light.
Mm-hmm.
Just think of it as your flashlight on your phone.
Yeah.
You know, Pastor and I, we go walk at night, and what do I put on? I put on my flashlight so that I won't fall.
That's right.
So it's the same way in life. If you don't get the light, you're going to fall. And then the light is what? The Word of God.
And the more we're walking in the light, the further the light shines, right? If we just stay in one spot and shine our light, it's only going to get a certain distance.
Mm.
But as we're walking in it, it causes the light to be able to project further, to bring us further, to bring us from glory to glory, which is the promise in the Word of God, not just to get to a certain place or attain a certain level, but we're called to continue to move from glory to glory, further and further. There's no such thing as retiring in the Word of God.
No,
there's no retiring from being a Christian, from implementing kingdom principles in the earth. So we have to continue to go further. So as our path is lit, we have to continue to go further, and then it will continue to reveal more and more as we push further.
And I want to say it's a moment by moment journey, or a day by day journey. It's not, okay, I'll do it this morning and later on I'll just do my thing and I'll just forget about it. No, it's a moment by moment journey. You know, and sometimes, has it ever happened to you that you get all these negative thoughts in your head? Every problem in the world is coming into your mind. And then all of a sudden you go out and you meet a friend and they say just the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it changes your whole persona. It changes everything around. So we have to constantly be in the light, and God will send people. You know, God uses man. And sometimes they say just the right thing to get us out of the funk we're in. Because believe me, we go from moment to moment and the funk is right around the corner. So we have to keep on and keep on staying in the word, because like Pastor Diana said, it's glory to glory. And don't accept anything else otherwise.
Hallelujah. Let's jump in Ephesians. So we're in Daniel, because all month we will be, next two Sundays and the next 2 weeks, we are going to be in these chapters.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just laying the foundation here. Ephesians chapter 6, one of the favorite one of most Christian favorite. Most Christian know this verse. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12.
Starting at verse 12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So those who like a New Testament example, sometimes people say, oh, that was just in the Old Testament. So in the Old Testament in Daniel, we were reading and we were learning about the principalities of the air that were working against the answer being brought to Daniel. And now here in the book of Ephesians, we have Paul writing and he's saying, look, our wrestling match is not against flesh and blood. It's against principalities. It's against powers. It's against the rulers of darkness of this age. So this isn't something that expired in the Old Testament. There is still principalities. There are still these spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places that are working to intercept the plan of God, to intercept the answer of God, to intercept the love of God. They're working against what God's design for the earth. And then it tells us, okay, now take up the whole armor of God. You know, it's a common thing. Okay, put on the armor of God, put on the armor of God, but why?
Yeah.
We're putting on the armor of God because there's a spiritual wrestling match that is taking place. And in order for us to be prepared for the fight, we're then to take up the whole armor of God.
And you cannot enter into this fight without the armor. Which soldier, tell me now, is going to go to battle and don't battle ready, have all his equipment? Tell me, one soldier, he's going to battle and he go with just casual. He has no weapon. That's a recipe for death. That is the what? Recipe for death. That's why the topic here for this month is winning what? The invisible battle. And it's the path. Because you ain't going to be, you can't declare victory until you what? Win this battle. There's no way you can declare victory until you win this battle. And that's why we encourage you to come and learn this. Because in this life, you have this fight. And don't kid yourself. In this life, you have this fight. Let me say that again one more time. In this life, you have this fight. And you're going to have to know how to fight. And like you just said, Pastor, that you just tied quickly. Don't kid yourself. We see the example in Daniel. That's what you said. Okay? But now come over to Ephesians. And we see exactly what happened to Daniel. That Daniel was in a fight for 21 days. He's on earth. Battling an invisible battle, a war above him, which Michael come. Oh, hallelujah. And had to break loose the prince of Persia, who have the answer, all the answers that the answer could not come to Daniel. Daniel need that answer. But the prince of Persia, and you rightly say, Pastor, that the prince of Persia has the power over that.
Yeah, that territory.
That territory. Man, there's so many princes over our head. That, you know, we just stop here for a couple of minutes. In River County, there's different crime that take place in different city. So from one city to another, there is a crime that is more what? Prevalent there. In the same county. You go to the city and this is the crime. You go to a next county, a next city within the same county, mm-hmm. and that is the crime mm-hmm. that is prevalent. So here we understand who, what spirit, what power is over that jurisdiction that has control. Because I tell you this here, the devil is not omnipresent. So if you think the devil is omnipresent, I'm disappointing you right now. He's not. The devil can't be everywhere at the same time. Only God is omnipresent. But he has fallen angel that he sets up over city, over county, over municipality. He set them up, mm-hmm. and they're carrying out their job.
Yeah, different cities are known for different evils.
Yes. Yeah,
right?
Sure.
Some of them may not be a crime against the law, but it's an evil that's taking place in that specific region, in that specific city. It has a reputation. Say certain cities, and then people will give you a certain response, right?
Yes.
It's the reputation of that city. So the evil that it's known for, that's the principality that's over it.
Yeah.
In verse 13 in Ephesians chapter 6, he says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God. Take it up. Doesn't say create it. Doesn't say make it. Says take it up. So that means that it's already available onto us. It's ready. Just like the example Pastor said, a person who's in the military is not going to go in and fight without their weapons of warfare. But it's not their job to go out and buy them. It's not their job to go out and find them.
No.
They're provided by the military.
Yes.
So because that person has signed in and has surrendered their life to the military, they're given specific things that they need in order to do the job that they are set to do. So depending on where they're stationed, their job parameters, they're given different weaponry. They're not responsible for buying it. They don't have to find it. It is given onto
Good
them. They
point.
Have to take it up. And in verse 13, he tells us, therefore, take up the whole armor of God. So the whole armor of God is available to each and every one of us, and it's our job now to take it up. And over, Paul teaches there's certain things we got to take off, and there's certain things that we need to put on. We don't just layer upon layer upon layer. There's things that we need to take off, our old way of thinking, our old way of doing things, our old way of responding to certain situations, and then put on the attributes of God, the weaponry of God. And as we continue to go through each and every point tomorrow of the whole armor of God, we'll have more understanding of how it is readily available onto us. It's already provided through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. All the weaponry that we need is already provided. We are fighting from the place of victory. We're not fighting for a victory. We're fighting from the place of victory. And all things that we need to win the invisible battle are ready. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.